Proclamation number 3990 of 4th of March, 1947. Develop of the new earth at the moment. The destruction of the old earth is followed by the construction of a new earth. This has been planned since eternity, and God's will and power will be active for a work of the most meaningful and purposeful kind. New creations will delight people who are honored to enliven the new earth. And these creations will come into being in an instant. Yet not before the eyes of people who still dwell in the place of peace where they will be raptured to before the downfall of the old earth. They will indeed see the old earth perish, they will see the work of destruction which they themselves escaped through God's great love, but they will not see the emergence of the new earth but will be brought to it after the completion of a work which reveals God's great power and glory. And God accomplishes the miraculous work at the moment, His will lets His thoughts and ideas become form, for the slow course of development, which was observed during the creation of the old earth, has now become unnecessary because the spiritual, which is to enliven the new creation, has already covered the slow path of development, because this course has been interrupted and thus now only works of creation are necessary which receive the spiritual awaiting its further development, which happens at the moment of creation. The spiritual, which as a human being did not pass the last test of earthly life, is banished anew in solid matter, which, however, is also assembled differently than on the old earth insofar as that it is new substances which are completely unknown to people, which are in themselves difficult to dissolve but which will serve people for their benefit in a way they will soon understand, and thus the spiritual is allowed to serve in it, as well as matter fulfills its serving purpose, which, however, again depends on the will of the spiritual. The other creations are also inconceivable to people of the old earth and therefore they will cause unspeakable rejoicing because they delight the eye and the heart due to their beauty and purpose. All spiritual substances which have become free will take abode in these new creations and now be able to continue the interrupted development, for the people of the new earth will immediately realize the purpose of every work of creation since they have a high degree of maturity and will, as it were, also be instructed by God Himself through the voice of the Spirit in the application of these works of creation in their daily life. It will be a life of joy and peace in God, for the new creations contribute considerably to people's love for Him increasing considerably and their complete absorption in His will. Nor will they need to suffer any hardship, for God cares for them fatherly and provides for them bodily and spiritually in abundance. The concept of time for the length of their being far away from the old earth has been taken away from them so that they do not know and cannot fathom the period of time in which the reorganization of the earth took place. They continue their life as they led it on the place of peace after the rapture, they are in constant activity and in constant working in love. They are intimately united with God and know no other will than His. They live in a paradisiacal state of bliss and peace, and thus a new era of redemption begins again with spiritually mature people who are no longer harassed by the enemy of their souls and can therefore travel the path of ascent unhindered, who still shape themselves into purest beings of light on earth and find complete union with God. Who are therefore true children of God and can enjoy all the bliss of God's nearness already on earth. Amen.